Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis.
What?
Oh, well, you should be listening. Sorry. Robin ain't ready. She's here. She ain't got her headphones on. I have your headphones, I think.
Hold on. Stop the presses. Stop the presses. Robin's not here. We cannot start the show.
Oh, she's here. Don't worry. She just doesn't have her headphones on. Hold on a minute. We're going to have some rattling noises, Chris. Turn the volume down for 10 seconds.
So anyhow, everybody, give us a call. You know the number. Call us. Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Almost. Hold on. She's got her.
I didn't
have any. Yes, you do. My fault, but that's the way it is. All right, everybody. Good morning again. This is Alan Ellis. With the proper headphones on, and Robin finally with her headphones on.
Except you changed everything.
I didn't change anything.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, your heading headsets, yes. Well, they were on my side, sorry. What a way to start the day. Good morning. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors every now and then. We talk about firearms, we talk about just a whole bunch of different stuff going on. So we hope you can join us if you're interested in the outdoors, fishing, hunting, crabbing, outdoors, wildlife, firearms, you name it, anything to do with that, those topics, that's what we talk about. Right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking?
Mm-hmm.
Are you morning. You just going to, mm-hmm?
I'm here.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You don't look like you're here. You gotta be a little bit more.
You didn't tell me we were anywhere close. I wasn't paying attention, and you had my headphones on. I'm not with it yet.
Well, I know. Neither am I, or I wouldn't have had your headphones on. So anyway, we had a good day yesterday, even in the rain. We went and found some cool things, some cool places, and some. Talked to some really nice people yesterday in and around Dorchester County. Dorchester County today is having a major event. Are they not, Robin?
Yep. The muskrat stew and crawfish boil.
Muskrat stew and crawfish boil, including the famous
muskrat leg eating contest. I would go for the crawfish in a heartbeat. I could eat crawfish all day long.
Well, it's up to you if you want to go later on. We can do that.
I'm going back to bed.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. We got Mother's Day dinner tonight.
Yeah, that's true. We do have Mother's Day dinner tonight. So.
But I could eat crawfish. I love crawfish.
Yes, me too. Me too. Just a little crustacean.
I've had one bite of that muskrat one time, and that's just not me.
Robin had muskrat at the World Champion Muskrat Skinning. World Muskrat Skinning Championship in Dorchester County, where one of the featured dishes in the cafeteria was muskrat. It was sections of muskrat in a kind of a broth in a bowl. I think you got like the rib cage in the upper.
I got all
left.
Bone.
You got. Well, anyway, so this is a big deal. There's going to be vendors there and everything. One of the vendors there is going to be. Oh, it's going to be Amanda from Thomas's Fine Jewelry in Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to send her a this little song.
But we're doing the second hour, too, so just remember that.
Yeah, we will.
That.
We'll do it.
Because I don't know if she'll make it through the first hour. I don't know if she'll be awake for the first hour.
She might not be, but somebody that's going to go there is going to tell her we talked about her. Aw, isn't that nice?
Sam is so skinny.
This would be Captain and Janiel, right?
I love this song.
Any whirl, any twirl, any tango. Singing and jinging a jangle. Floating like the heavens above. Looks like muskrat love.
That was really big in the 70s.
Oh, I know. Well, thank you, Chris. I hope Amanda appreciates that. And anybody that happens to go to the Muskrat Stew Crawfish Boil at Sailwinds today in Cambridge, I hope you say hi to Amanda. They actually have muskrat jewelry, little traps, crab pots.
I got a Mother's Day present from there yesterday that he won't let me unwrap till tomorrow.
Exactly right. They have all kind. They have snakehead jewelry, believe it or not. So, yeah, one of our good advertisers in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine and the Hunting Quarterly. So. Anyway, just a little fun thing there, right, Robin? We like to do fun stuff. So, tell you what else we found, too. We found some Mother's Day. We found a deal on crab meat for Mother's Day special for this weekend. We were at Lindy's Seafood there in Wolford. Big crab processor, big crab retailer for steam crabs and shrimp and things like that. They've got a Mother's Day special on crab meat. Now, this is back fin. It is $22 a pound.
Which a couple pounds are sitting in our refrigerator.
We have some crab meat in our refrigerator. That's true. We do. This is picked right there. And Lindy's has been around a long, long time. We like dealing with them. We've been dealing with them for 11 years. And, you know, big wholesaler, big retailer. A lot of people just, you know, make the trip from Cambridge and everywhere else to get their steam crabs. We've gone from Easton to get their steam crabs. So if you do happen to go to Lindy's today or tomorrow and get a pound or two of crab meat, make sure you tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Tell the folks behind the counter, I heard about you on the Alan Ellis Radio Show. Heard about you on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And we will appreciate that part of it. So, anyway, that was kind of fun. So that was yesterday. I mean, we just kind of bounced around Dorchester County. What's the matter?
We got a call.
Oh, we got a caller? Okay, cool. Who's on the line?
Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Excellent. How are you both?
Doing well.
Doing good.
Okay, my question is, what can I plant to repel the deer so they don't eat my tomatoes and my flowers?
What can you plant?
Mm-hmm. What do you plant marigolds for? Marigolds keep something away.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I had heard that.
I'm
right.
Not sure. You got the wrong Alan.
I know. Screener told me the next one, yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, but that's a good question for us, too.
No, it is a good question. There are some plants. I know what they like. I know they like hosta.
Yeah, okay.
They love hosta to eat it, so don't, you know. But
I love my hosta plants, but.
Yeah, but we don't have any deer here in the yard, so. But there are some plants that will repel deer. I think you're probably going to have to treat the area around your plants.
Okay.
There's another thing. I think you can get this on like Amazon or something like that. They're called bird repellent or something like that. But they seem to work for deer, according to people that have told me. They're basically a rubber ball that looks like a big eyeball.
Oh.
Okay. And you put those on your fence or on a post.
Okay.
And as the wind blows them around, they have this appearance that they're a large predator or they're something. They're like a soccer ball, you know. And, you know, you spend them on a piece of string. And as they turn, they tend to frighten the deer.
Okay.
How long it takes for them to get used to it, I don't know.
They have some pond.
Yeah. That'd be great. Sort of like, sounds like a scarecrow in the fall.
Kind of like a scarecrow, but it's just these balls that are bright color. Deer don't necessarily see colors the way we see them.
No, they
see more in black and white and shades of blue more so than anything.
Okay.
But these balls with the graphics on them tend to remind deer of a large predator of some kind. I mean, the size they are, it'd have to be like a Tyrannosaurus, but you know, who knows what's bred into the deer from eons ago, right? So that's something.
They have something called deer and rabbit mace.
Deer and rabbit mace?
Mm-hmm, like pepper spray.
Pepper spray? No.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, it's you spray it around your plants, and it's supposed to keep them away.
That was the next thing, a chemical treatment.
Right.
Or a natural treatment. Go ahead, Robin.
I got the 10 best plants to deter deer.
Go ahead.
Chives, daffodils, lamb's ear, bleeding heart, marigolds. I was right about marigolds.
Mm-hmm.
Russian sage, bee balm, oregano, irises, and barren wort.
There you go. Have you heard all those?
Robin, did you ever get your patterns that you wanted to get from Ukraine?
Yeah, I did not. I got one lady who knows me who sent me some, but I didn't get all of them. But that's all right. It's all good.
All right.
It's all good. Thank you, though, for asking.
Did you get the list on the plants to plant for deer?
I did. I was writing as we spoke.
Got it. Yeah, there's other repellents that people use that tend to work and not work. Some people use soap. Some people put flakes of soap like...
Yes.
You've heard that. Hair from the barbershop.
Uh-huh.
Human scent.
That
right.
That
type of thing. Dung from the zoo.
You know what? There used to be a man in Pasadena who had tigers. And, yes, he used to sell the tiger manure.
Yep.
And, that was supposed to repel anything.
Well,
you
never know. So, when you said, what can I plant, you know, I was going to say plant your feet firmly and hold your shotgun tightly. But,
maybe.
Yes, Jason, they've got a lot of deer. Ask them what he does.
Yes.
Jason, our son-in-law.
I really enjoy them. I had a female fox about 3 summers ago.
Right.
She had a litter of 5, and I mean, they were more fun to watch. I mean, it was like watching puppies, and you know, I mean, I'm amazed at how high they can jump. And, I've got some wildlife friends in my backyard, so I enjoy them a great deal.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Have a
super
day.
Absolutely. I'll call again. Enjoy the show.
That. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Rob. How you
morning.
Doing? You treading water?
Yeah.
Almost.
Man, I'll tell you, it came down here last night, didn't it?
Yeah.
Robin, she wanted to get the, her water wings out so she could, ow!
What? I'm over here waving at you.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you threw something. What?
I did. I hit him. And you missed somebody, but we'll keep it, Glenn. But you missed somebody. You got.
I saw that. Yeah.
Okay.
I saw that. We'll get back to you there, Joe. Sorry I missed you there, but we will. We'll get to you. It was quite
the deluge.
Yeah, it really poured last night. So somebody said we were supposed to get like an inch and a half of rain. We probably did that and more. So, how about you? Did you guys get wet up there?
Oh, we're wet enough for them, I think. I think they could hold off for a few days now.
Yeah. I'd say we have enough rain for the time being. So, but it will change things.
Some of the farmers that want to get some of that early stuff done, even up to running, some of them wallow. Yeah, some of them definitely probably have planted corn. Some beans,
yeah.
Some soybeans.
Yep. You know? I know that corn has been being planted for the last couple of weeks. So,
yeah.
Yep, no question. But, yeah. You know, they, being a farmer, you gotta plan for this stuff and deal with it. Unfortunately, that's what you can't control.
My dad and from the grandfather, we went until it rained, and well, we had to wait till whenever we had to wait till it to continue.
Make hay while the sun shines. So yep. I guess, I don't know if first hay crop's coming off or not. I think it has already in some places.
I'd say some of the hay crop probably is getting ready to hay or it.
Saw somebody
May and early June.
I was through there the other day, saw somebody harvesting their winter wheat. So, you know, it's...
Just didn't get to it.
Yeah. And now it's going to be a little trouble getting in the fields.
Or has some low areas that had soft areas that didn't get to it or something.
That's true. The good thing about the shore is that most of the soil is sandy. You know, it doesn't take long for it to dry up and get a warm day or two. So all right. Thanks for checking in, buddy.
Y'all take care. God bless. No.
You too. You take it easy. Stay dry.
Take care.
Amen.
Take care. All right. Let's talk to Joe, Middle River. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Alan Robinson. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say I saw Maryland Loves Crab magazine out. I want to say thanks for publishing my story.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You read it online, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Put you on the cover, too. Did you see that? Huh? Best Worst Day Crab? Yeah. That was quite a story. And I won't give away the surprise. I'll let the folks either go online to mdlovescrabs.com or... actually pick up a copy. So, yeah, I haven't gotten to the Baltimore area yet. We just got them Wednesday, and Thursday was a fishing day for me. Friday was Wednesday. I didn't pick them up till almost 11 o'clock at the printer, so I stayed here close to on the shore. Thursday was a tough day. Yesterday we did a little bit in Dorchester County as far as deliveries and
when do you think you get around Eastern Baltimore County?
It'll be over there next week. We'll have it there next week. So.
Okay, I appreciate it. Just wanted to say good morning and thanks.
Good morning to you, buddy. Thanks
you have
for the
a
call.
Super day.
All right, you too.
All right, thanks, man. See you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Joe wrote a story about his best and worst day crab and how many crabs they caught. And what happened.
Alan liked it so much he had to reenact the whole thing for me.
I did. do you have Maryland Loves Crabs over there, babe? Do you have a copy of it?
It's right here.
Do I have it?
Well, it's going to take a minute.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll take your time. Stopped by Clyde's Sports Shop the other day. I mentioned we went fishing this past week, and I stopped by and checked things out. I was kind of looking for an outfit for my grandson, Jacob, who's 22 now. Jacob went with us and fishing for his first time ever in that venue, one of the Baltimore reservoirs. We did some smallmouth bass fishing, and I got to talk to Mike, and you know we had a nice conversation there at Clyde's. But I was looking at the crabbing stuff. Of course, they've got the wooden baskets and the open top, topless crab traps, and they've got the steamers, and they've got the nets, and they've got the trot lines, and they generally have everything that you need for any kind of crabbing. For crabbing here in Maryland, the hand lines, the live and frozen bait, so they've got it all for crabbing as well as fishing. They can wind line on your reels. They've got every type of lure for every type of fish, and we just enjoyed dealing with Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number there is 242-6108, and there's a new website up. It's ClydesFishingGear.com, which is pretty cool. So stop by if you're going fishing, crabbing, and check out the selection, and you'll be glad you did at Clyde's Sports Shop. So we appreciate it, they appreciate it, and we appreciate Clyde's being a long-time sponsor. We got to call Backyard Billy's the other day. We have a little noise in our gas fireplace insert.
Oh, yeah.
it seems to be the fan, the blower, that you know, supplements just the heat. There's a blower that's constantly pulling in air, and blowing out, you know, blowing out the warm air out the top of the top of the firebox. And you know, Billy knew pretty much what it was, and so we'll get somebody out here to take a look at it. It's not a big deal. It's just a maintenance thing. So we're waiting for their service, and can't wait because we know they're going to take care of it. So when I mention that, you know, I usually start out by saying, "Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use?" Because that's kind of what happened to us. And I can imagine homes all over Maryland where there's just fireplaces sitting there. People don't use them because people don't want to, the hassle of buying wood, splitting wood, hauling wood, the sawdust and dirt in your house from the wood. They don't want to, you know, worry about having to start a fire and this type of thing. And I understand it, unless you're a little younger. So what we did was replace the box part with a gas fireplace insert. Found it at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Now, we picked an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us, again, with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And Robin and I enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And you can select either a gas fireplace insert, or you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Barbecue grills, too. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready when the cold weather comes back. I mean, did it really ever leave? Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace.
And you won't miss, you will not regret it one day.
No, you won't.
Mm-mm.
Thanks for that. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
I drive a John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck on the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no light west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. I like the hunt ducks and geese. I like the fish, fillet and release. I love everything about the Chesapeake Bay. To the east, the ocean deep and wide. To the west, chicken neckers from the other side. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
All right. Bird Dog Wheeler. He likes to fish fillet and release. So, he's fun in person. You know, he's fun in a live deal, isn't he, Robin?
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah. So, I mean, the whole group. But Bird Dog is he's the ramrod. He's the star. Bird Dog Wheeler. Ah, mercy. Any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir. It's just the three of us.
You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to announce, but we'll announce it now. The Fishing Tackle Giveaway Contest starts today with tackle from High Tide Tackle, Tackle Box Tim Sherman. We've got a few months worth of fishing tackle giveaways. So all you got to do is call in, leave your name and number, go on the air with Robin and I just to say, you know, hi, whatever. You want to get in the contest? You can enter by email if you like, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll put you on the list for the fish and tackle giveaway. So what do you think of that, Chris? Robin, you're very low.
I'm writing something. It should be better, but if it's not, let me know.
Okay, did you turn the button up?
No, I readjusted the mic closer to my mouth because you had moved it way out.
Oh, I did. That's true. All right. Well, we'll get you here in a minute.
Any better, Chris?
Wow.
I hit the wrong button.
That's all right.
No, it's still low.
Okay.
Okay, we'll up me.
All right. There, I hear the phone ringing in the background. Then we'll talk about the week here for a little bit. There you go, Robin.
Thank you.
Yep, give that a shot. So, last week, right after the show, I got sick, and I was sick for 3 days. Some kind of stomach bug. I mean, bad sick. Wasn't that, Robin?
Yep.
Saturday was...
Man sick.
What?
Man sick.
Yeah, but sick too. I mean, Sunday I spent the day in bed. Let's put it this way. I lost 10 pounds last weekend. And Monday, we were supposed to go to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet in, Savage Mills there on Sunday as to do the BVMC. I couldn't do that. I didn't make it to the dentist appointment on Monday. It was just nasty stuff. And felt weak Tuesday. Didn't do a lot on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, the Crab Magazine. Oh, look at this guy. The Crab Magazine came out on Wednesday, so I picked those up and delivered in the afternoon. Thursday, had one of the finest days of fishing I ever had in my life. It's my annual event, and I've talked about it for the last probably 15, 17 years, where I get together with the electric bass anglers and fish the reservoirs. And Jacob, my grandson, got to go this time around, and we had a spectacular day. How about this? We caught 11 fish before lunch. These are 15, 16, 18, 20-inch smallmouth bass. And after lunch, we caught another 8 or 9. But in one area, my buddy Glenn and I, we located a fish on a bed. I caught it. 20.5 inches, weighed 5 pounds, 4 ounces for smallmouth bass. Not 5 minutes later, Glenn caught one not 20 feet away. 20 and a half inches. Didn't weigh it. I mean, we're going to guess it was, we know it was over 5 pounds. We went a very short boat ride, like 75 yards away. Glenn hooked fish that was 21 and a half inches, 5 pound, 10 ounces. We caught 3 smallmouth bass within about 35 to 40 minutes, back to back to back. Never happened before. And end of the day with final cast catching a nice smallmouth bass. So it was wonderful. We wound up with 19 fish all day. Can't say enough about my buddy. So, hey, Stan, the truck driving man, how you doing?
Hey, Stan.
Good morning, y'all.
How you doing?
How am I doing? My mother, rest her soul, used to say, rain is a blessing.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she was a teacher, and she didn't work in this mess. Ah. Here I am.
Yeah, you gotta be on your toes every second when you're driving the interstates in this stuff.
Yeah, I actually had to pull down my rain poncho. I haven't used it in about 4 years, but I broke it out tonight, and it's still going to be used. This is Icky Poo.
Icky Poo. Yeah.
I could say a lot of things, but Icky Poo
is a good one. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So, I mean, are you on 70 today sometime?
Was. Coming up 97 from Annapolis. The governor was sleeping and could not be disturbed. So I got to finish my work.
I understand.
Yeah. He doesn't have time for us little people. He's got to get his duty rest.
Yeah, he had some interesting comments this past week. So, I'm not sure where he thinks he's going politically, but.
It harkens me back to another mayor governor we had, and I loved his concession speech when he ran for president. And I was listening to the room; you could have heard a pin drop. I don't think there was anybody there but the cameraman. That was funnier than hell. You'll never see me in a house of worship, but every day I pray that something will come along to save our state, please, Lord.
Well, it's a worthy prayer, my friend. We do need some saving from ourselves is what we need.
So, all right.
Yep.
I'll take a mess of tackle box stuff.
Okay. We'll put you in there, buddy.
The son, daughter-in-law, and grandson went down to Florida. They got there, I think, Saturday morning doing some fishing down there in Florida.
Right.
And he sent me the film of these two big old eyeballs popped up from the swamp grass.
Oh, yeah.
And then I heard this. It looks like a hippopotamus. I texted him back. I said, no, it's not a hippopotamus. Stay the hell out of the water.
Exactly. Yeah. He really didn't know what it was?
Well, he had other people there. I'm not exactly sure who said it. I'm hoping it wasn't my son.
Oh.
But he said, see that sign over there that says danger?
Yeah.
Alligators.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. It wasn't him.
Yeah, I got it.
Anyway. So he's supposed to be up early. I told him to plug in because if anything happened, he'd ever hear his daddy. But he's supposed to be going fishing this morning. But
morning later.
He still exhausted from the trip down there.
I'm sure.
All he's got to do. I mean, my heart goes out to him, you know?
Yeah, I feel bad for anybody that gets to go to Florida.
He told me, he said, Dad, it's hot as hell down here. It must be 400 degrees in the shade. You can see him standing there sweating. I said, well, send a little bit this way.
They can keep it right down there. I had enough when I was down there.
Yep.
A little bit. Just knock this stuff out of here.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
A little bit. And there were blue skies and white puffy clouds and all kinds of neat stuff.
Really?
I think most of us need it, really.
Oh, yeah.
it's just gloomy, and it's setting in. And Mother's Day is coming.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Mother's Day. Yeah. I'll throw that in there.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Mom got her box of chocolates yesterday, so she's going to be happy all weekend long.
Oh, good for her. Good for her.
Well, you know what they say. If Mama's happy, everybody's happy.
That's right. That is true. So, well, we got Mama a little bling yesterday. So, the previously mentioned.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, Thomas.
I don't
mind you.
I don't really know what the difference is because the price of chocolates are so high.
It's
true. The price of everything's so high.
It's true.
I know, but I've never seen this in my life. I mean, we've had upages of everything, shortages of everything. We used to duck and cover in school.
Yeah, like, that's right.
This worries me. And we got another, 2.5 years?
Yep. No question.
Us too, trust us.
It won't last that long.
No, it won't last that long. It will go right into recession, and it'll just go downhill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Bring it on. I'm ready. I got a couple cans of Spam at the house. Mama's got some beanie weenies.
See, there you go.
Sardines and saltines, and I think I got a couple MREs down in the basement. We're good.
There you go. Sounds good.
See, you complained about me buying all that food back then.
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles, yeah. Pasta is the thing around here. We've got enough pasta to last till the next century. So
skinny noodles or thick noodles?
Yes,
a little bit of all of them.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked under the cabinet yesterday. I had to dig myself up. I've never had sausage in a can before, but it's pretty good.
Okay, I'm glad you like it.
What is it?
Sausage in a can.
Sausage in a can. I don't know if I can say the name of the company.
It starts with a V.
I've never heard of it before. It's different. I don't know where it originates from, but it tastes like potted meat to me. I mean,
I like potted meat.
You might like this. It's a Boyer's or something like this. Comes in a can. I said, this is going to be interesting.
Was it blue can? It wasn't the old Vienna sausages.
It's a red and white can. It's a pretty good sized can.
Never heard of it.
I have to look it up.
Yeah, it was just on the shelf, and I thought to myself, well, that ought to last a while. And I thought it was going to come out of the can, and you had to slice it and then fry it up like sausage. Nah, it comes out in a like a meal, like a greasy meal. And I put it on the stove and, you know, boil some of the grease off, and then you pop an egg in it. And not half bad, of course. Got my crystal, and I'm good.
There's a bunch of them in a can. I'm looking up. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, there's canned ham.
Well, I know, but see, canned deviled ham, potted meat, deviled ham.
Oh, yeah,
That was my grandfather and I growing up.
And you still like
it. I still like it. We ate it on saltine crackers with a little bit of butter on it. It was something he did when he got off of work.
The awesome and dreaded Vienna sausage. Same
I like
thing,
Vienna.
Only in a roll.
Yeah, I like Vienna sausages and little Vienna weenies. I love them. So.
And it goes good. Well, anything goes good with beer, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's certain things I really do miss, which I can't find anymore, and that went away with SK.
Pickled pig's feet.
Okay.
Those little bright red sausages in the jar, hot sausages.
I got to be in the right mood for those, but you know, I've never tried pickled pig's feet.
Right.
I've seen people eat them. I've brought them home for different members of the family, but I have never tried them.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good. There's plenty of other good eating on the pig.
Definitely.
I'll tell you one time. I'll do this real quick.
Sounds like a country breakfast when I get done.
That's true.
Years ago, we had half a hog butchered with my ex-husband, and he was a pain in the... But my grandmother lived with us, and he told her he loved pig's feet. Well, he was lying. He was just messing with her. She spent all day trying to cook these two pig's feet for him. How stunk like the devil. It was horrible. I had hair on them still. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, no.
No, thanks. No, we're good. Nah. We're good.
I'm headed down to beautiful downtown Curtis on the bay.
Yeah,
that sounds great. I'm at the railroad tracks with my four ways on, and I have got to get back to doing what they pay me to do.
We'll get back to it, buddy. Keep the greasy side down. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Always listening. You are the bright side of my weekend.
We try. Take care, buddy.
Thanks. See
ya.
Bye, man. We'll see you in a little bit.
Bye. See you, Sam. Bye-bye. All right. Well, let's see. Oh, I know what we'll do. We're going to talk about Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge in the next hour. They have their draft hunting plan out, and there's some changes coming to the season down there. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the... what?
I'm going to start throwing things at you again.
What I do now? I know what we're doing.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing. I'm just setting that second hour up.
Okay.
I know I'm supposed to do a break. I got it. So, anyways.
I like it when you don't say anything. I can throw stuff at you.
Since I was so rudely interrupted, we'll go directly into the break. I did talk to John Baresi the other day. He met me at Clyde's Sport Shop, as a matter of fact. He picked up a turkey. Rich over there at Clyde's shot a nice turkey the other morning when I was up there. And I that's what I did Tuesday. Johnny said, hey, let me come down and we'll take care of the radio business. And I said, that's great. So we did talk about the taxidermy business and a lot of different things like we tend to do. So because Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl and turkeys, that's where I take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall. John Baresi is highly trained in his craft and his quality work speaks for itself. 2021 and currently, Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regionals Taxidermy Competition, took the honor of first place state champion in the waterfowl division. So he's a state champion waterfowl taxidermist as we speak. Now, Precision Taxidermy also offers a freeze-drying service for items like turkey heads, velvet antlers, and small game birds. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer, and big game. Now, Precision Taxidermy. John Bressy is located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville. That's off rolling. Call 410-744-1779. That's 410-744-1779 for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and your memories. So, look, after the rain, it's Mother's Day. Hopefully we'll be able to get together, tomorrow. A lot of you will have an outside event planned with some grilling and that type of thing. So if you're looking for a backyard grill, a pellet grill like Traeger, a ceramic smoker grill by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, well, you'll find them at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You certainly will. You also find a tremendous selection of outdoor furniture, tables and chairs. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, gym sets, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and Chris, free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, as I mentioned, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all those at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And a huge assortment of other stuff for the outdoors, like fire pits and fire rings to warm up those chilly evenings. Now, keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Boy, it was a wet night last night with some places getting inches of rain. We've got more rain in the forecast today. Quite the coastal low marching through the mid-Atlantic with northeast winds today. And cool temperatures are high this afternoon, 53. Low tonight, 43, and additional half-inch rains in store for us today. cloudy, cool, and windy on Sunday with a high of 50, a low of 44 tomorrow night. And then it's not till Monday and Tuesday that the sunshine and the 60s come back. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
We'll keep rolling right through with our callers because we have a few people on the line. So let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Hello.
Ronald.
Hello, Mr. Allen. Good morning, Miss Robin.
Morning.
Good morning, Miss Robin. I still enjoyed listening to the show there, Allen and everything. How you been?
Yep.
How y'all been?
Been good.
Doing good.
We want to know how's the puppy, how the dog doing?
She's
she's
beautiful. She's a load of fun, and she is a bundle of energy, and she is mini nothing.
Mini nothing? Yeah, she's not a mini. She's...
They told us she was a mini, and she is far from a mini.
She's a mini.
No,
well,
she's
supposed to be a mini doodle, mini burno doodle.
But she's going to be at least 60 to 70 pounds.
She's a big, going to be a big girl. So.
Oh yeah! Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Bernie's mountain dog. So it's a bigger, she's a better. It's fine with me.
Oh,
but it's just funny when you picture this little 30-pound, 40-pound dog.
Yeah.
And she's already almost 30.
Yeah, still enjoy listening to the show and everything. Still listen to the show and everything, and learning a lot there. You know.
Oh yeah.
Alan, he's still starting, Miss Robin. I said I got to put Miss Rue and put Miss Fran on him.
That's right.
That's right.
Just straighten up there, Miss Robin.
Keep me straight.
We heard you.
Keep me straight, buddy. All right.
Take it easy, Ronald.
Thanks, Ronald.
Best one. Enjoy.
See you, buddy.
You too.
You too, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
Tom.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, I was just listening to you earlier talking about Lindy's good crab meat down there. I'm here in Cambridge, and I thought, man, I need to get down there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
The price is worth it.
Yep. $22 a pound for back fin.
You can't beat that. That's worth the trip. But y'all come see us if you're not doing anything. You know, with the little festival today that originally was scheduled down at the Sailwinds Park, but now it's at Governor's Hall. It's inside. So
yes, correct.
Yes, they changed it because of the weather.
Yep, weather related. Yeah. Do you have a part of that?
Well, no. I've always been an amused observer, but we've got folks coming in from out of town, and I thought I might just dare them to come and enjoy.
I think you should.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think you should.
I think that would be great.
I've always wanted to go, and we would be there, except we've got a previous commitment this afternoon. And I'm hitting the bed after this.
Yeah.
You all get down here as much as you can, I know. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, we love that area.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. And that little phrase, you know, on the local low power station was actually stolen from a little AM radio station out in Amherst County, Virginia, where Mike Starling used to work, and he brought it out here to the Cambridge area. Great place to be.
Yeah, it is that.
And I enjoy listening to you guys, Robin, Alan, Saturday mornings. It's a great place to be, but it's a tough way to wake up on Saturday morning.
Oh, I hear you, especially on a rainy morning. It's tough for us to wake up on a rainy morning.
Yeah, we went all over Dorchester yesterday. We went down Hooper's Island, went down to Madison Bay.
Yeah, we were in search of perch.
Search of perch. Nobody had any in the restaurant. So,
all right, Tom. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Enjoy your muskrat, love.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Have a super day.
Bye bye. Okay. Captain Don, good morning. Long time no hear.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Don.
Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you, buddy. Did you troll him up this Monday?
What are you
Monday?
Thanking him for?
Oh, sorry.
Robin wanted to know why I was thanking you for wishing her Happy Mother's Day.
Oh. Well, it's going to be a rainy one, I know that. We had crew put together for this Riding Reel Pro-Am, and it was canceled.
Oh, it was? Because of the weather.
We're down here at the Solomon, and most of our crew have left.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, Don, hang on through the next hour. I want to talk to you about fishing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we're coming up on the news. There's the music. Robin's got to say her thing.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and for God's sake today, stay dry.